It is time to chat with our Jessica Yoder and Sarah Bigley with Kelowna Realty Football Player of the Week. We're pleased to have with us right now on KCII, Quinn Callahan. He's a senior at Mid Prairie High School in Wellman. He's been a two-way starter for the Golden Hawk football team this season. He's been a big part of their success in the second half of the year at the line of scrimmage, and he showed that off this past week in a first-round playoff victory over Union LaPorte City. In addition to coming up with a sack on defense, he helped the offensive line pave the way for nearly 160-plus yards on the ground and just shy of 300 total yards of offense for Mid Prairie in a 35-7 win. Quinn, congrats on the victory to start the playoffs, and thanks so much for being with us this week. What would you say is the thing you're proudest of from this past Friday night?
This past Friday night, I would say that our team faced a lot of adversity in the first half. The first half didn't really go the way we wanted it to or the way we thought it would go initially, compared to how some of our district play games had went. So just try and go out, regroup after halftime, and coming out and putting a lot of points on the board and really making a statement.
In a weird way, the game kind of mirrors how the beginning of the year went, where you faced three very good opponents and you had a couple of close losses in there, and then things flipped for you really in the last two-thirds of the season. What do you think has changed for you guys really since the end of September?
So those first three losses, those were tough. They were, all three of them were really, really good ranked opponents, most of them. I think our preparation has really changed. Just the way we look over the scouting report every week and prepare who's going to be our opponent. After those first three games, there's a new season that kind of starts off for that. And that's what Coach Lambert says, is that after those first three games, you got a whole entire new season that you're playing for a state playoffs like we're in now. We're just, regrouped after those three games and starting off with West Burlington, Notre Dame, and that kind of kickstarted us for the rest of the season that we've kind of had so far, and just our preparation and the day in, day out, good practices, good quality practices, and just going there and getting the work done.
The offense has been one of the things that's been turned around for you here throughout the course of the last two-thirds of the season and the second half of the year. And while your quarterback, Brady Weber, has had a good year overall throwing it, I feel like the way you guys have run the ball has been a big part of this six-game win streak. You averaged about 5 yards a carry on Friday night and have done so throughout the course of the season overall. You have a good back in Hudson Ehrenfeld behind you, but I'm sure you guys probably feel like not only anybody toting the rock could have success, but you probably also feel like after that 0-3 start, we can go out there and pave some bigger holes if we want to.
Yeah, for sure. Like I said, after those first three losses, especially in the run game, our line kind of regrouped, and we knew who we had back there as a running back as well as a quarterback, and so we just knew we had to do our job and open up holes for them to get through. And that, I think that's where part of our success has been in our run game. Me being an offensive lineman, I can speak for them, I guess. The line, just the communication there has been awesome, communicating on each and every play, what we're doing, if there's someone else in that's subbing in for us, making sure they know what they're doing. So that way, our running back in Hudson Ehrenfeld, he's probably one of the best running backs in the state, according to stats-wise, at least. And so we know who we got back there. We just got to do our jobs for him.
You're one of a handful of seniors up front on the offensive line. I'm curious if there was kind of a come-to-Jesus moment at any point after that early start that maybe just a conversation you guys had that you feel like was sort of a turning point.
Within the offensive line, I would say just, falling back on, who we are. There was, starting off the season, there's four seniors on the offensive line and a really good sophomore in Tommy Miller. And just kind of falling back on who we are and what we've worked for. And we knew we could get the job done. And after, I think, those first 3 weeks, we knew we needed to kick it in, and we knew what we were capable of and what our backfield was capable of. And I think that's what, again, has kind of led to some of our success in the last, you know, 5 weeks of district play and this past week against Union.
We're talking with Mid Prairie's Quinn Callahan, our Jessica Yoder and Sarah Bigley with Kelowna Realty, football player of the week. Big part of the Hawks' playoff win over Union this past weekend. Big part of their six-game win streak. Offense has been very good, but the defense, of course, has been excellent in that time. I think you guys have surrendered now maybe a total of only a little less than 40 points just in the last five games. And you got to not only be a part of that, but you finally got to put the quarterback on the ground this Friday night. I think that was your first sack of the year. How did that feel?
That was freaking, it was fun. It was fun to do. That drive, especially, I had a lot of good plays on that. I think the play before that, I had read my cues really, really well and ended up having the linebackers have a good play on that, on the previous play to that. And so just coming out with that sack and, you know, to stop them. I think that was a third down play, if I can remember, a fourth down. That was a big turning point in the second half for us as a defense.
This defense has a lot of playmakers around you guys, like Kobe Hirschberger, Caden Koss, of course, Connor Wiles, one of your fellow seniors. If you had to maybe pick one thing that allows you guys to be so good on the defensive end, what would it be?
On the defensive end, I would say just playing loose, playing our game, playing at our pace. Kind of a big thing that we've kind of, you know, the linebackers and the linemen have kind of, or defensive linemen have kind of played toward is, you know, we can play at our pace and just everyone do their jobs. And, you know, if linemen don't make the play, it's, you know, we're there doing our jobs still. So the linebackers, like you said, Caden Koss, Connor Wilde, they can do their jobs. Two very, very good linebackers. So we're just trying to make sure that, at least on the defensive line, that, you know, we can do our job still and we can all communicate and execute.
The results of it all, offense and defense, a little special teams in there as well, is that you guys, you accomplished a lot even after 0-3. You won your first district title in a very long time, and now obviously you're into the second round of the playoffs against a familiar foe this coming Friday night. And that game puts you two wins away from the Dome after all of this. So the last thing I would ask is, what would it mean for you to be able to continue this win streak to perhaps, you know, put that sort of run together on top of everything else this season?
Yep. I would say, yeah, it'd be awesome just to know, and especially that I'm a senior and the group of guys I've been with for a really, really long time now. And we've been working pretty hard in the off season in the summer. You know, Lambert always said it starts in June with the summer lifting camp that we have at Mid-Prairie. And so it kind of made a lot to, especially us seniors that, you know, put in the work for so long. Especially just the whole team. It'd mean a lot to the whole team. Especially, you know, that some of the younger classmen that don't get to play varsity as much. Both Coach Lambert and Coach Turtle both preach the scout team. You know, they're one of the big reasons we've been as good as we are. You know, they, you know, prepare every week to be what the other opponent is so we can get a good look at that. And the scout team as well as the practices. The practices lately have just been awesome. I was talking to one of our coaches the other day, and he said, you know, there just hasn't been a single bad practice this year where we walked away and, you know, there, we just thought that, you know, we didn't get anything done or we didn't get anything accomplished. So therefore, I think just our preparation and things like that would be amazing to keep the win streak going and, you know, give it a shot, try to make it to the Union Dome this year.
It has been an awesome season. You should be very proud of what you've done so far, but we obviously hope that it continues this week and beyond. Quinn, congrats again on being football player of the week and the win on Friday, and best of luck this week with Meepo and hopefully a little bit more after that.
Yep, hey, thank you.
That is Quinn Callahan, senior lineman for Mid-Prairie Golden Hawk football. He helped the offense rush for nearly 170 yards and pile up nearly 300 total yards of offense. And he helped the defense hold Union LaPorte City in check as the Hawks win 35-7 last week. Got his first career sack, or first sack of the season, I should say, on defense in that victory over the Knights. That is the sixth in a row for Mid-Prairie as they're now 6-3 on the year and headed to the second round of the Class 2A state playoffs. Congratulations to Golden Hawks senior Quinn Callahan, our latest Jesse Yoder and Sarah Bigley with Kelowna Realty Football Player of the Week.